Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 19th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Alliance, Dexter Quazenberry launches AI data mine to empower future investors. SUPU Alliance proudly announces the launch of AI data mine, a platform integrating AI and big data analytics into financial education. Users gain insights previously available to institutional investors, enhancing decision-making. Dexter Quazenberry's vision for SW Alliance focuses on blending theoretical knowledge with practical application. Graduates are prepared to excel in global markets, emphasizing critical thinking and innovation. Partnerships with financial institutions provide real-world experience, bridging education and employment. SW Alliance also champions social responsibility through collaborations, addressing economic disparities and fostering inclusive growth. Specialized training in investment and entrepreneurship empowers students to pursue financial independence. Dexter Quazenberry's philanthropic initiatives inspire a culture of compassion, reinforcing education as a tool for collective betterment. With AI data mined and a commitment to education and innovation, SW Alliance shapes the next generation of leaders and innovators, driving societal transformation. Ninth edition of Knowledge Summit kicks off, congregating industry leaders, pioneers, and innovators. The Knowledge Summit 2024, under the patronage of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, has begun, bringing together global leaders and innovators to discuss challenges and opportunities in the knowledge sector. Held at the Dubai World Trade Center until November 19, 2024, the summit is hosted by the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Knowledge Foundation and the UNDP. This year's theme, Future Skills and AI Economy, highlights Dubai's commitment to driving innovation and knowledge-based economy. The summit unveiled the 2024 Global Knowledge Index results, with Sweden leading and the UAE ranking highest among Arab countries. Winners of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Knowledge Award were also honored for their contributions to science and innovation. The summit includes the third UNESCO World Open Educational Resources Congress and the launch of the Global Coalition for Skills Development, aiming to prepare younger generations for future opportunities.
Storytelling Dialogue and Collaboration Project to NGBV launches in Kyrgyz Republic. Footage Foundation's Power Tools program, supported by the U.S. Embassy Public Diplomacy Programs in Kyrgyzstan, aims to combat gender-based violence, GBV, through awareness campaigns, policy advocacy, and community mobilization. Working with local partner Kyrgyz El Agartu Public Association, the initiative seeks to raise awareness, advocate for policy changes, and mobilize communities to challenge harmful cultural beliefs. The project, Power Tools, Storytelling, Dialogue, and Collaboration to NGBV Across the Kyrgyz Republic, will deliver training through events like webinars and advocacy workshops to engage stakeholders from civil society and government. Executive Director Dr. Kristen Ali Eglinton emphasizes the importance of addressing GBV in Kyrgyzstan for creating a safer society. The initiative aims to strengthen support for survivors of GBV, challenge stereotypes, and drive policy changes to provide support to people in crisis situations. The U.S. Embassy in the Kyrgyz Republic is eager to support Power Tools to prevent GBV and contribute American perspectives and techniques to the cause. David Blackwell Law offers grants for coaches and teachers to get equipment and supplies. David Blackwell Law's Justice for Kids program offers grants to coaches and teachers to obtain sports equipment, school supplies, uniforms, and more for their athletes and students. Recognizing the impact teachers and coaches have on youth, the firm aims to support their community and inspire young individuals. By providing necessary resources, they hope to foster a passion for sports, education, and positive activities, ensuring kids have every opportunity to succeed. Coaches and teachers can apply for grants by filling out an outreach form on the David Blackwell Law website. The firm's founder, David Blackwell, has personal experience as a coach, while his wife and legal assistant have ties to the education system. David Blackwell Law is dedicated to representing accident victims in South Carolina and believes in treating clients like family, offering free consultations, and only charging legal fees if they recover money for you.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.